Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the WR Show. This is yours truly, William Rodriguez, and today is a really cool episode. I'm just gonna talk about, you know, I know that my last episode, that's, you know, wasn't really prepared and everything, but yeah, I just want to say I apologize for every single mistake I do on the show. You know, I know I'm not perfect. I'm still, you know, trying to figure out the, you know, how to do this kind of stuff. And, you know, and the coolest thing about this podcast making process is that I get to share, you know, some of the stuff that I like to talk about, you know, like comic book news and stuff, and comic book movies related, and superheroes and stuff. I never talk about superheroes and their lifestyle and stuff, but yeah. So the coolest thing is that this week, you know, I know Valentine's Day is coming, and this truly is still single, you know. The thing is that today, you know, today's been a snowstorm, you know, and I've been busy, you know, doing some stuff. I didn't go to work today. That's how bad it was, you know. So whoever stay home, you know, hope you guys are very, you know, safe doing so, because, you know, maybe hopefully by tomorrow it gets better, you know, it gets sunnier and it melts the whole entire snow that it fell down, you know. The thing is that this week, ever since that Valentine's is coming, you know, I'm trying to find a way to share with you guys, because, you know, you guys are kind of friends of mine, if, you know, whoever listens to me and stuff, you know. So the cool thing is that, you know, Valentine's Day is not just, you know, to be with a person, as you know, you could be with your loved ones, like your mom, your dad, whatever. It could all be your Valentine's Day, and, you know, that's my message to all. You know, make sure that, you know, if you got a girlfriend, that's cool, you know, you can spend with them too, but, you know, your family is most important, you know. This world's not gonna, you know, last long, you know, so I don't know what's gonna happen. Well, I know, but, you know, I'm a Christian and everything, but, you know, as Christian says that Jesus is coming back, you know, but, you know, and I believe that. And I'm not saying that you guys should too, but I just want to open you guys, open your eyes, to what God means, you know. I'm not here to talk, you know, faith and stuff like that. So this week we had a lot of, you know, events that, you know, we had a lot of stuff happening, you know, like Aladdin got released this week, and, and Wednesday's coming, and, oh shoot, I work Wednesday and Friday, so tomorrow, Wednesday, is The Masked Singer, so, you know, it's gonna be an awesome, episode, hopefully it is. But yeah, so, a lot is gonna happen in the future of this podcast, you know, and I'm sad to say that I might not, you know, be able to do this every single day from now on, you know. It's hard to find the right words and the right things to say in this podcast. You know, I know that I can't mention a lot, or else it's gonna, you know, go out there and, you know, and everybody to hear and stuff. But, you know, it's cool. Of course, I love talking about Nicole Scherzinger and stuff, but not a lot of people like to do it. So, what's the use of doing this thing over the same thing over and over again every single day for the past, you know, few months that I've been doing this stuff? You know, I'm grateful of whoever's, you know, listening. Whoever's been listening to me from this time being, I know I'm not perfect, but at least I can, you know, provide you guys with entertainment throughout myself. You know, I know I may be funny and I may make a lot of mistakes, but this podcast has been a really, really good experience for me to talk about my interest and everything. So I just want to like not say goodbye, but this is like I'll see you later, you know, as a type of thing. You know, I might not see you tomorrow, or you know, I think the reason why is that I keep doing this, like it's hard for me. I mean, I don't know how these podcasters do it, you know. I know they got the time because they don't work like me and stuff. I work when you know, my day offs are really the good point of mine, because I really like doing this every single day. But you know, my days off is when I get better every single time, and I dedicate this podcast to whoever is listening, saying thank you for being there for the past few months that I've been doing this. And I know that it's my first time doing it and I'm not perfect and everything, but it's called the WO Show for a reason. It's that I give you a show where I talk and talk nonstop and stuff. But I apparently like taught you guys well about stuff that I know about Nicole Scherzinger and stuff. You know, that's me, you know. I'm a person. I made mistakes. I'm a human being. I'm not perfect, like I said. You know, and this is like, you know, it's a thank you for, you know, I know. All I gotta say is that I might not do this every single day. It's when I don't, it's like, well, thanks God I didn't put the daily W show, because or else I'll be doing this every single day, you know, for the past few years or whatever. But yeah, you know, it was a cool thing of mine to actually do a 365 shows in the year, and doing this every single day, you know, for the past, I don't know how many years and stuff. And I know I make a living out of this, but it's not enough. I mean, I do get paid during work, and I get paid through Anchor with the ads and stuff. But, you know, I try to make money out of other ways instead of, you know, doing work at my job. I mean, at least I still got money somewhere else. You know, try to make a living out of things that I like to do, you know, and this is one of them. I mean, I like talking. I mean, I talk about a lot of stuff at work that I don't even tell you guys, because whatever, I don't, you know, I don't see my friends a lot. You know, my the coolest guy that I ever spend time with, his name is Roman. I don't know his last name, so Roman is a good friend of mine. He works in a different department than myself, but we're cool friends. We're cool dudes together. I mean, we don't hang out or anything. We just like talk and at work, and he's like, considered my friend. We text each other and be like, hey, look, happy birthday or happy New Year's or whatever. But you know, the cool thing is that it's a, you know, at least I speak to somebody, I speak to people, but my job doesn't allow me to talk a lot. You know, that's how cruel they are, you know. And yes, they're cruel. I'm not talking smack or whatever about them, but yeah. communication is key to every single thing. So remember that, guys. Whoever is trying to like shut your mouth, wherever you are, prove them wrong that you should be able to do things with communication and stuff. So, and you guys, let me talk. Can I please have one, or can I please have a few minutes? I don't know if you guys are gonna let me, but I'm just gonna do it anyway. So, I'm afraid to say it. I mean, I'm feeling like, I don't know. It's crazy. When I told people that, when I told a good friend of mine from church, you know, I was like, hey, I had this celebrity crush, and I can't, you know, she's like the most amazing person and stuff. He was like, oh, take that celebrity crush away from your feelings and stuff, because that's the enemy. And I was like, no, I'm still going to be a Christian. I'm still going to love God and everything, you know, but Nicole, she's the most amazing, wonderful person that I ever, you know, knew about. If I have something for her, just let me feel that way. I know that she's single, and if she's from somewhere else, you know, just let me be a man. You know, I got my own taste. You know, he got his own taste. His wife is pretty. Not to, you know, say or anything, but yeah, his wife is pretty, of course. I like pretty and beautiful women, you know. I like girls. It's good. I'm not falling in love with somebody who sins a lot. You know, I don't know if Nicole sins a lot or not. You know, I don't know her, that kind of story of her. But yeah, I mean, you know, something deep, you know, that I feel for her. You know, but it's wonderful to actually support her. She's a woman that I'll give my support to. And then if any girl who makes me happy and makes me feel the way like I do with Nicole, so be it. I mean, I'm a supporter too. You know, a lot of people be saying, yes, you have to pick a Christian girl, a girl that goes to church, that loves God. I would say yes. Of course, if I had to pick a consequence, if I fell in love with somebody from out there, that just let me be. You know, I just don't want, you know, to regret, you know. I know a lot of Christian relationships don't last long. Trust me, I've seen this before. And yeah. And it's crazy how, you know, my life may suck. I have no luck on finding the woman that will steal my heart, you know. And I know Valentine's Day is coming, and I'm probably going to be alone by that time. I'm not going to care if I do work. Actually, I kind of do work. Yes, I'll work. You know, my mom was actually doing a joke and be like, oh, imagine all the women that are single and everything. And I'd be like, mom, don't even say that, because all these women and everything, they're not people that I like. You know, I have my likings, you know. Just like I told you guys Sunday, that girl, yes, that one I don't know about. I get mixed feelings to a lot of girls and women and stuff, but, you know, it is, you know, I got different types of tastes and stuff, but, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy, you know, a lot of people should be happy. Not because I'm happy, but yeah. you know, I don't cry for women, but so be it. You know, like I said, my life could suck. My job sucks and everything, if anything. Well, talking about my job, they change a system which I do the things that I do, you know, in my department, that it changed. And that is, like, you know, putting things in the other way. And I'm looking at them like, really? But I didn't have a mind on that every single day on that shift. You know why? So I was thinking of somebody. That's Nicole, God, and Jesus, everything. There's three people that I really, really look after. Jesus, God, and you know who's, you know the rest. Scherzy. Alright, so I think this is VA, you know. If I don't see you around, if I don't see you tomorrow, I don't know. Whenever I see you, just make sure that if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or you have parents around you, I want you to, or all of you, to have a happy Valentine's Day. May God bless you guys. This has been the W Show with yours truly, William Rodriguez. Bye. Oh, wait. There's something else. All right. Bye.